beaucoup.
The Isle of Wight has long held a fascination and inspired authors and poets alike. Its stunning scenery, rolling downs and hidden coves, saw a vast influx of poets to the island. John Keats lived on the Isle of Wight for two periods between 1817 and 1819. He was battling against consumption and his health was failing. He stayed in Castle Road in Carisbrook, and in 1819 he stayed at Eglantine Cottage, now renamed Keats Cottage, in Shanklin. During his stay in Shanklin, he wrote the sonnet On the Sea and Hyperion. And whilst living in Castle Road, he began writing the poem Endymion. Shanklin has a park named Keats Green in his honour. In Keats's short career, he published 54 poems. Having only become a poet in the last 6 years of his short life, he's become the best loved and often most studied of the English poets. He set himself a challenging deadline whilst on the Isle of Wight to write a 4,000-line poem, Endymion, by autumn. It was an unrealistic though bold project, and he sat for weeks, anxious and depressed, though moved by the beauty and power of the sea. And although he started his lengthy poem on the island, he left before its completion. On the Sea by John Keats.
It keeps eternal whisperings around desolate shores, and with its mighty swell gluts twice 10,000 caverns, till the spell of Hecate leaves them their old shadowy sound. Often 'tis in such gentle temper found that scarcely will the very smallest shell be moved for days from where it sometime fell. When last the winds of heaven were unbound, oh, yea, who have your eyeballs vexed and tired? Feast them upon the wideness of the sea. Oh, yea, whose ears are dinned with uproar rude, or fed too much with cloying melody. Sit ye near some old cavern's mouth and brood until ye start as if the sea nymphs quired.
Sir William Davenant, 1606 to 1668. Poet laureate in exile, Sir William Davenant, godson of William Shakespeare, and according to rumour, Shakespeare's illegitimate son, had good reason to dislike the Isle of Wight. In 1650, he was held in Cowes Castle, having been captured by Cromwell's navy in the Channel whilst on a mission for the exiled Queen Henrietta Maria. Davenant was imprisoned for high treason and would have been executed had John Milton not interceded with Cromwell to save his life. While in Cowes Castle, he spent his time profitably by writing Gondibert, before being taken to be imprisoned in the Tower. In 1652, he was released. American poet Longfellow visited Shanklin and stayed in the old village in 1868. He was so moved by the beauty of Shanklin Chine, he wrote a passage about the fountain at the top of Shanklin Chine. He entitled it Inscription on the Shanklin Fountain. It can be found in his book of verse, In the Harbour. Charles Darwin, 1809 to 1882. Charles Darwin started The Origin of the Species at the King's Head Hotel in Sandown in July 1858. He moved on to Shanklin's Norfolk House Hotel at the end of July and stayed for about 2 weeks. He returned again to the Isle of Wight, staying in Freshwater in July 1868 to recover from a gastric complaint, and that had affected his work on Descent of Man. He visited the Isle of Wight photographer, Julia Margaret Cameron, at Dimbola Lodge, and said of her work, "I like this photograph better than any other which has been taken of me." If you look on certain banknotes, you'll be able to see Darwin's picture. And this is the picture in which Julia Margaret Cameron took with her wet plate collodion camera.